What happens on a morning like today? I mean, when people really are waking up?
Well, this is Rip and Lip's Tackle in Stockbridge, so a lot of people come in just to look at decoys. Maybe they can find a lucky decoy that'll help them get that sturgeon spearing.
Can you show me one that you think is really cool?
Sure. This is made out of sumac. He uses gold fins on it. Kind of flashy in the water. Looks good.
So I hear some people use bowls, something shimmery, or, you know, when they don't. Do you get a chance to go out?
No, I don't. I just run the store. My part-time employees, they go out and spear and do that kind of stuff. So.
Are you from this area?
I live down by Keewaskum.
Okay.
So,
cool.
Yeah. A lot of the crafters that I have in the store are made locally, which I like to bring in. Local guys,
very
so
cool.
Yeah.
And would you show me a spear?
Sure. A couple different models I have left there. This is one here made by Mike Bow. It's got removable tines, flying barbs. It's all stainless steel.
So the people that I've met, the Blooms, told me, you know, the spear is, there's really, really good spears. There's artisan spears, which, you know.
Yep.
And there's ones that aren't so good.
Okay.
So what makes a good spear, do you think?
It's got to have long tines. Stainless steel is a nice feature of it. It'll never rust. A lot of the old school spears, which are those over there, they used to make them out of leaf springs out of the old cars. So they would take the leaf springs out of cars and then fabricate.
Where does the leaf spring fit in a car? Where is that?
It's on the back end of the car by the rear wheels and the shocks.
Cool. So these are made here as well?
Yep. Those are made locally. Yeah. Pretty neat.
So when did you open the shop?
May of 2014. Fairly new. Yep.
So it's going well?
It's going well. Yeah.
Now, is this season like the prime really, or is summertime hopping too?
Well, ice fishing is a very busy time. There's, you know, thousands of people that ice fish the lake. The lake is so big. I mean, people can fish anywhere. You know, it's 30 miles long and 9 miles wide. So it's a big body of water. I mean, people come from all around the world actually to spear Lake Winnebago. It's one of the only lakes in North America that you can spear. There's a lake in Michigan called Black Lake that you can spear, but that's an extremely short season. So this one, you're kind of allowed more fish to spear. So everybody kind of comes together. It's kind of like deer camp. Everybody gets together, you know, family, friends, and it just have just nothing but good times and fun. So
last question. So before you took this on, what were you doing?
I was a full-time machinist at Harley Davidson.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
In Milwaukee?
In Milwaukee.
Oh.
Yep.
Huge. So then did you gradually move into this, or you just said,
no,
okay, I'm going to do it?
I started out my business online in 2007, so I had an online store, and then it just expanded from there, and here I am.
When you started your online business, did you have in mind, I mean, were you sort of targeting the spearing crowd in that, or when did you learn about it? Had you already always known about it?
No, I've fished a lake my entire life. I have family that lives on the lake. They've lived there for 50 years, right down the road here in Sunset Beach. So
I've heard this is the side to be on.
East side, yeah. We're east siders. But no, I started out just doing the fishing tackle thing, and it's just expanded from there. Now I'm getting into hunting stuff and just expanding the store. So.
Yeah.